reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
PDGA Radio welcomes you to another exciting edition of Disc Golf's only weekly news update. I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, coming to you from the PDGA Radio studio in Eagan, Minnesota. On this edition, we'll talk with Mike Barnett about this season's final major, the Players' Cup, coming up in 2 weeks in Florida. We'll also take a look at the National Tour Point Series standings heading into the final event, get some results from this past weekend, take a look at this upcoming weekend schedule. There's also more news about the petition trying to get disc golf into the Olympic Games, along with the rest of your disc golf news. That and more on this edition of PDGA Radio, brought to you again by Innova Champion, the PDGA store, home of the 2008 World's DVD and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
The calendar may say it's now November, but the disc golf action certainly continues across the country. We'll start off the results segment of this week's PDGA radio program in Arlington, Texas, for the 17th annual Veterans Park Open. There, Avery Jenkins picks up another win in what may soon become his favorite state. This time he squeaks by Eric McKay by one throw to pick up the $1,500 first place check. Liz Lopez wins uncontested for the Pro Women, Jay Burghardt wins in Masters, and Justin Gentry wins in Advanced. Further west we head for the Halloween Classic in Las Vegas, and there in a bit of an upset, it's Derek Billings, getting an impressive 9-throw victory over two of the world's best players, Dave Feldberg and Steve Rico, who tied for second. Rory Self wins in Masters, Dr. Rick Vokes wins Grandmasters, Peter Shive gets the win in Senior Grandmasters, Andy Lehman wins for the Pro Women, and Bob Pauly wins the Advanced Division. In Minnesota, it's Timmy Gill getting another win, this one in a playoff over Ross Brandt, and Brian Schweberger gets another win in North Carolina at the Fall Disc Golf Classic in Jacksonville. Coming up next on PDGA Radio is an interview with Mike Barnett, the tournament director of the Players' Cup, which is in about 2 weeks, November 21st through the 23rd in Crystal River, Florida. It's a PDGA major event and the final chance to earn points towards the Woodchuck Cider National Tour Points Series and its drive for the championship. On the men's side, it's Dave Feldberg holding the number one position with a fairly comfortable 20-point lead over Nate Doss, meaning Doss would need to beat Feldberg by at least 6 positions at the Players' Cup to overtake Feldberg for the title. Avery Jenkins and Steve Rico are in a close battle over third place with potential to jump higher, and Barry Schultz is currently in fifth place heading into the Players' Cup. For the women, it's Valerie Jenkins in first place behind what is likely her best year yet as a pro disc golfer. She has a 38-point lead over Angela Chigfry with Carrie Berlegar, Liz Lopez, and Des Redding rounding out the top five. With a relatively smaller women's field, Jenkins has pretty much assured herself the season's points title for the women as long as she shows up and finishes the Players' Cup. For which I'll have more information from the tournament director himself. It's an interview with Mike Barnett right after this on PDGA Radio. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
PDGA Radio now being joined by Mike Barnett, the man behind the Players' Cup. It is the final major of the 2008 PDGA season, And it's coming up here in just about 2 weeks down in beautiful Florida. Thanks a lot for joining us, Mike. And tell us about your event and how things are going as the final weeks are coming ahead.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on. Greatly appreciate it. Things are, of course, shaping up pretty nicely for the event, as usual. We've got some excellent weather for that time of year. And we're going to kind of wrap up the tour in style down here in Florida at the beautiful Plantation Inn and Golf Resort in Crystal River.
Now, you are a major event, but you're relatively young as far as disc golf events go. Tell us about how you've grown so quickly in such a short period of time.
Yeah, actually, thanks to the good folks, specifically Jim Kenner over at Discraft, for getting in behind and involved in our event. Something that concepts came up about 5-6 years ago now, and we're going into our fourth year of actual play. But we were just kind of looking into getting into a resort or some type of situation where the players could actually stay more or less on the course or extremely close to the course. And I think after the PDGA, after we had some discussions and things of that nature, PDGA saw the vision as well, and now it's highly regarded as one of the best properties, if you will, when playing an event at such a high level. It's just it's a real, real good time, real unique situation. Most of the players stay right off of hole one. Down there, there's a row of villas. And really creates a unique atmosphere, and I think once the PDGA saw that, they definitely wanted to be a part of it.
Now, we are talking about the Players' Cup. It's in Crystal River, Florida, November 21st through the 23rd. If you want more information or to register, there are still a few spots left, especially for the women. I encourage you to get on there and sign up. There's going to be a lot of added cash. The website, it's playerscup.org, so jump on there and check it all out. You did lower the entry fee for this year. It looks like it's $150. Tell us a little bit about the rest of the qualifying and registration process.
Well, we had a different, actually more complicated qualifying in the past, and what we did was is we kind of switched it around and again made it unique to where the players that were there previously, the previous year, had first dibs on getting involved the following year. And then, of course, we had some stipulations such as allowing our top-rated pros in immediately and things of that nature. But what it does is just kind of, rewards the folks that want to come out and see us year after year. And I think eventually we'll get a situation to where those spots will be extremely coveted, and once you play a year, you'll definitely want to be able to hold on to that spot for the following year. We're in a unique situation where we can't hold as many players as some of the other events just due to daylight savings at this point of the year. But we get into it, hopefully we get into a situation where people are clamoring to hold on to those spots. So it creates some excitement that way.
Now, a lot of the players stay right there at the Plantation Inn in Crystal River, right by the course. But there's a lot of other stuff, of course, down there to do in Florida. It's always the tourist haven where everybody flocks down to, especially in the winter. So many players make it a little bit of a vacation. A lot of people have their wives and girlfriends, I saw last year when I was down there. Tell us a little bit about the course itself and then just the outside kind of vacation atmosphere that the city affords the players.
Yeah, it's a little bit more rural than your traditional, if you think of Orlando or Miami or Key West, something to that situation. But we've got, it's called the Nature Coast or the Sun Coast. And that specific area there is the big thing that people remember a lot is the manatees. It's an endangered species commonly known as the sea cow. And we've been fortunate enough, I believe, every year to have manatees swim through on hole two at some point during the tournament, you know, once or twice a day as the tide comes in. Of course, being the nature coast, we're going to have some gators up there and some unique bird and other types of wildlife. So it's really unique in that situation that you get more of the nature side of the Florida. And with that comes the kayaking and the boat trips and things like that that people come up to this specific area to do, not to mention all the natural springs, the cave diving, and things you know, similar to that. So a little bit different side of Florida than maybe the big attractions in Orlando or the beaches, things like that. It's a little bit more subdued, if you will. As far as the course itself, it plays, the Red Hawk is the name of the course. It plays over and about the Lagoons Golf Course, which is part of the Plantation Inn. And we've got 18 holes spread out over basically their nine-hole facility and then some additional property that they own. But it plays pretty tough out there, especially if we get a little bit of wind in the autumn, and it's all about placement golf out there. We use a lot of natural hazards and features of the course to create a real beautiful course out there. It's a spectacle.
Dave Feldberg and Des Redding, the defending champions of the Players' Cup, and the 2008 version coming up November 21st through the 23rd. It's Mike Barnett, the tournament director for the Players' Cup. Again, more information, playerscup.org. Thanks for joining us on PDGA Radio, Mike, and hopefully your tournament goes well. We'll talk to you soon.
You take care. We'll talk to you in 2009, hopefully.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Time for your disc golf news update on PDGA Radio. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski. Thanks for joining us. Well, Mr. Daniel Saez's petition campaign to get disc golf into the Olympics has given up its chance of getting into the 2012 Summer Games, and instead is now focusing on the 2016 Games and beyond. Saez says the International Olympic Committee will meet sometime in 2009 and consider adding two new sports into the 2016 Games. And Saez wants one of them to be disc golf. He also added that if you have already signed the original petition, please sign and help spread the word about the new online petition. You can get the petition links from his website, discgolfbuzz.com. Also keep an eye on that site for info about their live petition signature tour. Site has already had one live signing, and that was just the beginning of their mission. If all disc golfers support the cause, Saez says this could really help gain extra exposure for the sport. So Saez says support the sport, sign the Olympic disc golf petition today. Again, it's at discgolfbuzz.com. Now a follow-up story from last week's episode of PDGA Radio when I told you about Lowell Brown, a life scout from Lake Havasu City, Arizona, who helped get a course designed in his hometown. This past weekend was the grand opening of the course, complete with a tournament that had a sellout of about 100 players competing in the first ever tournament at the Grand Island Estates Park. Finishing in first place was Jeff Schmeling of Lake Havasu City, and the mayor of Lake Havasu tossed out the first disc for the event, more than 200 discs given away overall, courtesy of the city's Park and Recreation Department. So again, congratulations and thanks to Lowell Brown for bringing disc golf to Lake Havasu City, Arizona. On behalf of your work and the work of volunteers all across the disc golfing world, PDGA Radio salutes you. Now, according to Jennifer Meyer of the Muscatine Journal in Iowa, where she reports that nature rolled out the welcome mat with warm temperatures and ideal weather,
last Sunday as about 200 people turned out for a new attraction in Wapello, Iowa. The Wapello Parks and Recreation Board held their grand opening for a new disc golf course at the L.J. Thompson Park. Board members handed out discs to give residents the opportunity to check out the new 9-hole course. Board member Rondalyn Wayrick said the park board discussed adding disc golf to the 80-acre park for several years, and the plans materialized quickly once the decision was made to move ahead. The approximately $3,000 in costs were paid by a grant from the Community Foundation of Louisa County and private sponsors for each hole. She says a second event may be held in the spring to introduce even more people to disc golf and the park's course. Also, disc golf lovers have a new home in Milford, Pennsylvania, with the recently opened course at Unami Creek Park outside of Quakertown. According to Hillary Bentman of the Intelligencer, the 9-hole course measures more than 3,000 feet and has so far been well received. Milford's Park Board had wanted to provide an activity that would appeal to residents in their 20s and 30s, a demographic often difficult to serve, said Bob Eirick, board chairman. So fellow board member Fred Redder, an avid disc golfer, suggested the idea and helped design the $18,000 course. The Unami Creek course is mostly wooded except for the first few holes and is marked by sharp changes in elevation and a water hazard on the fourth hole, which rests alongside the Unami Creek. That does it for this week's Disc Golf News segment on PDGA Radio. Stay tuned for a quick preview of the upcoming weekend's action and whatever other tidbits I have laying around here on my desk.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
PDGA Radio wraps things up for this week's edition with a look ahead at the upcoming weekend's disc golf tournament action, which includes events internationally in France and Belgium. Along with the only A-tier on the schedule for the weekend of November 8th and 9th, it's in Wimberley, Texas, for the Heart of Texas Tour finale. Also this weekend are the Southern California Amateur Championships, the Dynamic Discs Open in Kansas, the Ohio State Doubles Championships, the Upstate Classic in South Carolina, and more than a dozen others throughout the United States. Check out PDGA.com and the tour schedule for the complete list of events, and make sure to check back again next week for another new edition of PDGA Radio, courtesy of the PDGA and our fine sponsors that include Discraft, Innova Champion, and the International Disc Golf Center. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the best of luck as the weather cools, daylight gets shorter, snow begins to fall, and it begins to get harder and harder to get outside and play disc golf. Just remember, PDGA Radio is here to help you through it. We're your disc golf rehab headquarters. Are you or someone you know involved in a business or organization that would benefit from advertising to thousands of disc golfers worldwide on a weekly basis? If so, then PDGA Radio wants to help you out. There is now a limited number of spots open for advertising on PDGA Radio, where you'll have the opportunity to have your business heard about by thousands of disc golfers on the only weekly program covering the great sport of disc golf. Available on PDGARadio.com, iTunes, and numerous other podcasting websites, you'll be sure to see positive results from your small investment. For more information about advertising with PDGA Radio, contact Brian Graham at the PDGA office or email pdgaradio@pdga.com.
The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
goodbye.